Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grammer. 18. A cup she gave him with kindly greeting and winsome words. Of wound and gold she offered to honor him arm-jewels twain, corselet and rings, and of collars the noblest that ever I knew the earth around. Ne'er heard I so mighty neath heaven's dome, a hoard gem of heroes since Hama born to his bright-built burg, the Brisings, necklace, jewel, and gem-casket. Jealousy fled he, Eormenric's hate, chose help eternal, Hygelac Geat, grandson of Swerting, on the last of his raids this ring bore with him, under his banner the booty defending, the war-spoil warding. But Wired o'erwhelmed him, what time in his daring dangers he sought feud with Frisians. Fairest of gems he bore with him, o'er the beaker of waves, sovereign strong, under shield he died. Fell the corpse of the king into keeping of Franks, gear of the breast, and that gorgeous ring. Weaker warriors won the spoil after gripe of battle from Geatland's lord, and held the death-field. Din rose in hall. Wealthier spake amid warriors, and said, This jewel and joy in thy jocund youth, Beowulf loved these battle-weeds wear, a royal treasure and richly thrive. Preserve thy strength, and these striplings here counsel in kindness. Requital be mine. Hast done such deeds that for days to come thou art famed among folk both far and near, so wide as washeth the wave of ocean his windy walls. Through the ways of life prosper, O prince. I pray for thee rich possessions. To son of mine be helpful indeed, and uphold his joys. Here every earl to the other is true, mild of mood to the master loyal. Thanes are friendly, the throng obedient, liegemen are revelling, list and obey. Went then to her place. That was proudest of feasts. Flowed wine for the warriors, wired they knew not, destiny dire, and the doom to be seen by many an earl when eve should come, and Hrothgar homeward hasten away, royal to rest. The room was guarded by an army of earls, as erst was done. They bared the bench-boards abroad, they spread beds and bolsters. One beer carouser, in danger of doom, lay down in the hall. At their heads they set their shields of war, bucklers bright. On the bench, were there over each aethling easy to see, the high battle-helmet, the haughty spear, the corselet of rings. 'Twas their custom so ever to be for battle prepared, at home or harrying, which it were, even as oft as evil threatened their sovereign king, they were clansmen good. Read by Rick Kishner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.